It's a night of vices at Guys Fight Night Out. Gambling, drinking, and girls fighting. Thursday, May 6th at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by Diamonds by Drake and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hard Line, and this is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It appears as though after this segment, Diamond Talk will break out. So stand by for that. The Rangers are one strike away up in Kansas City from a huge comeback win over the Royals, showing big late-inning bats. But right now...
By the way, you're supposed to have a special guest on Diamond Talk.
We are?
Yes. G. Dunham wants to call in and offer up some baseball knowledge.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he does.
Fine. Right now, it's time to stop down for a little bit of...
Entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels. And also wanting to get involved in this, if there's any way they can, and I think we can accommodate them, is Texas Tickets. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Little Mavericks will be back at the AAC if they win tonight. They'll be back this Sunday for Game 6 against the Sad Sack Kings. If there's going to be a Game 6, you can count on Texas Tickets for great seats. The Rangers and the Red Sox out at the Temple this weekend.
Beginning tomorrow.
You know, it didn't look like there were going to be any real big early season series out there at the Temple, but this might qualify, Grego.
It's always big when the Red Sox come to town, but with the Rangers on this winning streak, I mean, they've now won 5 of 6.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday out there. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for all of them. And Blink 182 at the Smirnoff Monday night. Texas Tickets has great seats for that. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Going to do a very good deed for a very good man tonight. Cobra.
Hey there, Corby.
What is that? What is that, Psycho?
Help him out,
from
Dave.
Your new commercial that you have.
Oh, okay. Can I hear it again?
Hey there, Corby.
Questionable bit of editing.
Yeah, nice editing.
When is it ever?
He's the worst editor.
Hey there, Corby.
Who edited that?
Psycho. I love May.
At least he pulled something. I'm happy about that.
Himself.
Right.
I love May because this is when
you got to pull the Frito laugh, Psycho.
Television rolls out what they consider the best they have to offer. Sweeps month, November and May.
That's right. So unfair
that they're judged on 2 months out. No, it's three: February, November, and May. And then they take 6 months off in the summer or something like that?
You know, like all the local news channels, they actually hire reporters, and all they do is work on stuff for 3 months out of the year.
Yeah.
That's just so wrong. I mean, they should be judged every day just like us.
Right.
Every single
day. Every day, every show. But no, they... Hey, wish...
Don't they have overnights?
Yeah, they do, but...
Why aren't we judged that way?
Yeah.
Why don't we have overnights?
No, why don't we... Why aren't we judged
just
on...
Just say we're going to be judged in May, February, and November.
Yeah.
Or we can just
hey, there was a time when it was.
Really?
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We're all lazy enough as it is. We just go to a test signal when we're being judged.
Well, supposedly there's some big things coming up in May on the TV.
Okay, roofing scandals.
Well, no.
Strippers.
I mean, outside of that, yeah. Which
you
is the
know
dirtiest
what's going
restaurant?
On the restaurant you're eating at?
That is the worst. If I see, they show like
oh,
a cockroach
will.
Scurrying
and
across
all of a sudden
the floor.
You'll see Becky Oliver hauling ass after somebody with a
yeah.
microphone.
Why won't you talk to me? Why won't you talk to me?
Truck
yeah.
stop prostitution.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
Becky
a big,
Oliver
big
chasing
favorite.
Mexicans out the back door of a restaurant.
I hate
so
that
wrong.
Worse than anything. Why are you avoiding the question? I'm right behind you. Why won't you talk to me?
Is that a proper use of county funds, sir? Sir! I need to ask you a question.
That's all it is. And that's her only gig. I mean, you never see her
so
covering like a common...
lame. That's a low form of journalism, I think.
Investigative?
Yes.
The I-team?
Yes, the investigative reporter. I guess you got to take...
Do Brett Schiff's a low form of journalism?
He's better than that. Let me tell you that. He's better than that.
He's not, because he works year-round. But you never see that Becky Oliver chick.
Mm-mm.
Unless she's like tracking down school board members that went to strip joints on a trip.
Glad we've never done that.
Well, we're judged every day.
Yeah,
and we're being judged on this show right now. Right now, this show is a show
of
record.
Right this minute.
Yeah,
right,
we're
here.
Being judged.
Well, on the big networks, you have some farewells in May. You have Friends, Frasier, The Practice, and Jerry Orbach leaving Law & Order. That will all happen this month.
Terrible day.
That is a terrible day.
Is it?
It won't be the same without
it,
man.
Is it?
You have big reality.
You know, they've kind of already started the Practice transition, too.
Yeah, The Practice is going into James Spader's new show, essentially.
Right, and it's kind of already started.
They going to start up that Paris Slutton show?
I think that's in the summer. I think her last name's Hilton, not Slutton. There's some reality shows, Michael, you'll be interested in. American Idol.
Always interested in that. Hey,
finale.
Big Red got voted off last night.
Woohoo! Pull that.
What a homo.
Why? Why?
Even the penguin thinks you're gay.
You know what? At first what Rhymes did, he came in and he was real, you know, meek about it and just couldn't believe he was admitting that he watched it. And now it's like, we're the idiots because we don't watch
it. Yeah.
Yep, you are.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Slowly but surely. First couple days, you just pulled the dress up a little bit, showed your ankles. Hell, you just pulled it all the way over your head now.
You have. All hairy.
It's a good show.
Bag.
There's nothing wrong with it.
See? But he wasn't saying that when he said, hey, I know it. I know it's a cheesy show, but I'm watching it.
Well, yeah. Hey, I still admit it's cheesy.
A show that's,
if you watched it, you'd like it.
No way.
A show that's better than American Idol, The Bachelor finale is May the 19th, where New York Giants quarterback Jesse Palmer gets to find him.
Who was also released the other day.
Oh, he was?
Or he's going to be released.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know.
They're releasing all their quarterbacks?
I mean, with Jimmy Christopher, you can never tell on his ticker.
They're about to be released, or he might be released. He was released. Wait a minute.
Nobody doesn't call games like that.
Will and... There's
here
a single
comes.
Up the middle. Actually, it's a double. There he goes to third for a triple. An error in the outfield. There's a home run. Way to go.
Will and Grace will have J-Lo.
A fine job.
J-Lo will be a big guest star on Will and Grace. King of the Hill has John Ritter in the last thing he ever did. He voiced a King of the Hill.
I heard about this.
And as far as
that
specials,
King of the Hill, that's an underrated show.
Yeah, it is.
It's gotten
been
better.
On forever, too.
It's an underrated show.
It started out real bad, but it got better.
As far as the specials go, on May 11th on CBS, you can see the Dick Van Dyke Show Revisited, starring Dick Van and Mary Tyler Moore.
I'm interested.
I will watch it.
Is Maury Amsterdam still alive?
I don't think so. What's her name?
Rosemary
is.
Still alive.
Boy, she's seen better days.
Well, she's
200.
Very old. I think Maury Amsterdam is still living.
Was Rosemary good looking in the 50s and 60s?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard her talk lately?
Oh, it's inseparable.
It is so inseparable. Oh, my God. You talk about...
They were inseparable.
Well, I
smoking...
guarantee you, she fried back some cigarettes in her day.
8 packs of Chesterfields every day.
What a genius show that was.
Oh, it was. Loved it. What
one
about Millie?
One of Carl Reiner.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be there.
My uncle.
No, he's not.
Mel Cooley, Richard Deacon's dead.
Millie and what was the neighbor?
Jerry.
Jerry. I wonder if they're
Jerry
alive.
Jerry and Millie. His name is Jerry Paris.
You know, Mary Tyler Moore...
Producers.
She married, oh, that's right. She married someone who was like 20 years younger than her.
Some kind of doctor.
Yeah, and you know what? Not that bad. Yeah. Right now.
Oh, she's always been.
Right bad. Now, at the age of.
Well, you know, when she was doing that show, she was doing like 22.
Take that bra off for daddy.
22 and 23.
But, what?
Yeah, she
22?
Was like 22 and 23 when she did that. She was
oh,
very
man,
young.
She was perfect. Wearing those capri pants and those bazooka bras that made your boobs look like. Pencils
cones, look like cones.
Just sticking straight out.
Bazooka bras?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's...
You also have a show on CBS.
What would you like for her to do with that bra?
Take that bra off for daddy. Obviously reading.
That didn't sound like it to me.
Take that bra off for daddy.
And you know, she's over, you know, she's over 55.
Oh my God, she's perfect for 70.
Could you have her?
There is no question.
You could have Mary Tyler Moore.
Absolutely.
You could have her.
Today.
No, he couldn't.
Right now. If she was here, we'd
go in the
cubicle.
You know how absurd that is? You making that claim? That
truism.
Is just absurd.
A lot of people got my back.
You know,
in
I saw
community.
Raquel Welch last night.
Yeah.
She's 63.
Sure.
You can't have her.
And she looks like she's like 41.
And boy, when it comes to nut cutting time, we've seen him show his stripes, haven't we? He had a great opportunity.
That's right.
I didn't want it.
See, the thing is, I could have them. I don't want them.
That is such a cop-out.
Raquel Welch, I want that. I'd pursue that. Jane Fonda, I'd pursue that. How about you?
Me. What would your opening line be for Raquel?
I'd rather have Peter Fonda.
Take that bra off for daddy.
No, I think it'd be...
You know, there's another question that might be in order.
What's it going to take?
On May the 12th, the day after the Dick Van Dyke Show Revisited, you will find the Carol Burnett Show, Let's Bump Up the Lights, starring the entire cast.
Oh, so am I.
I'm in.
Did you ever watch that, Ryan's Carol Burnett Show?
No.
What?
Gosh, that was genius.
This will suck.
What do you mean? Did you guys not watch that? Carol Burnett Show? Yeah, we heard the what. Pull it off. Why did you not watch that? That show was unbelievable.
You know why?
They'll be showing never-before-seen footage of Harvey Korman cracking up Tim Conway and vice versa.
That was their goal.
I know.
I heard them interviewed one time, and they said that was what they wanted to do when they had...
Slot machine going off, Grego. You better turn your phone off.
These people not know what you do between 3 and 7 every
day.
You
know what? It's probably his mom. She probably doesn't. My mom calls sometimes. What are you doing?
My mother does that all the time.
Yeah.
She'll call me at least once a week. What time are you on? 3 to 7.
Oh, God.
Get him out. Someone shoot him. It seems that Tom Sizemore will be playing Pete Rose in the upcoming...
I thought he had to go to jail. Would somebody please get a trout or something and feed that damn thing?
I don't think so. A trout. I think that he just got put on probation again.
Oh, I guess they did the audit.
Well, there's no question he's a millionaire.
With Rose Marie as his sister?
Yeah, I wonder who's going to play his sister.
That would
be funny.
Some good casting.
All she does is she just sits there and just cigarettes coming out of every orifice of her body.
Everything is inseparable.
Yeah. The only thing she can say.
Everything is inseparable.
We were inseparable.
Two lit cigarettes in each ear.
Yeah.
Smoke coming out of them. One of those big...
From the timepiece.
Wait.
One of those big 70s glass ashtrays in one hand and like two cigarettes in the other hand. Just going to town.
Can we hear the full cut of Pete Rose's sister?
They were inseparable. From the time Pete was a year old, he was out in the backyard playing ball. They'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table. We all had dinner together.
God.
And he could have hit 3 grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right, and it was always keep hustling.
You know, I always wondered what they modeled the cancer kazoo after. It was that they took a piece of her voice and they stuck it in the cancer kazoo, and that's how people without their trachea or larynx talk
now. Called a cancer kazoo.
What was the name of the game? Which one of Pete Rose's siblings smoked?
I wish you would have seen me the night that I watched the Pete Rose biography.
They are inseparable.
Did the pterodactyl fly through?
Oh, man. As a matter of fact, it got so bad. I was by myself. Julie was in the bedroom. She was like, what is going on out there? I was on the floor laughing. At the prospects
of
which one
of, the bit.
Yes, of which one of Pete Rose's siblings smoked.
So Julie comes out there, and what does she see?
From the time Pete was
By the way, I'm unhappy to report that the great Buddy Sorrell died in October of 96. Right?
Oh.
But Maury Amsterdam is not with us. But he was genius.
Yes, he is a contender for the top five list. He may not quite make it, but he's definite top 10.
And Sofia Coppola and Quentin Tarantino are supposedly dating. And you know what, buddy? You can do better than that.
Which one?
Quentin.
They deserve each other.
Quentin Tarantino could have pretty much anyone.
You know what? I don't think she's that bad.
Mulehead.
Oh, I knew it was going to be animal something.
Something's wrong with her.
She's not that bad. I saw a picture of her in the paper today. Not that bad.
She's just real mouthy.
Yeah, he is. He's about as tore up as it gets.
Yeah, but he's Quentin.
He was a judge on Idol a couple of weeks ago.
He was?
Oh, it's now Idol.
Yeah, Idol. On Idol. Hey, Idol. It's great.
He's about as tore up as it gets.
He's still Quentin Tarantino. By the way.
Well, I mean, look at her. She's Sofia Coppola.
But you know what? Women have trouble getting... Ugly women have trouble getting good-looking men, no matter if they have money or not.
No, not really. Look at Star Jones. I mean, she's a big, fat lady. And look what she hauled in.
What'd she haul in?
Like a real nice-looking guy. I mean, just a real nice-looking guy. And she is one ugly, big, fat lady.
All right, that is our...
Not that bad.
Star Jones?
Oh my God.
You're talking to slip up on the dipper to get a drink of water.
You're talking to a fan of The View, remember?
Right.
He watches it. What was on this morning?
I don't know. I didn't watch it today.
Did you TiVo it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I don't TiVo it.
I hate it when he gets disgusted with me like that. No, I didn't TiVo it.
Is it How to Extend the Douche Hose? A whole hour on that?
Oh, that is so abrasive.
Shut up.
It is. All right, let's gear up for the daytime version of Diamond Talk next here on The Ticket.